There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com. Cityscape Global.
On the Business Breakfast.
The gateway to real estate investment.
We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll. We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll.
You can't entirely credit the city's real estate market to the Cityscape event, but it certainly takes some of the credit, and it's back in town this week. It is the conference happening on Tuesday and then the exhibition down at the Trade Centre on Wednesday. With us in the studio now is the organiser, Chris Speller, Group Director of Informa Markets. Morning, Chris.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm brilliant. Thanks very much indeed. Always excited about Cityscape. The theme this year is adapting to change. What change?
Adapting to change relates more to what the market actually wants and our visitors want, and also the developers. So it's very much focused on content-driven, allowing people to get an understanding of clarity of what's going on in the market, clarity of what projects are up and coming, or clarity of what projects are already in the market.
Now, we can't ignore the real estate market at the moment. It's a cyclical business. You know that. We're probably at one of the softer points of the cycle at the moment. How's that impacting what's happening at Cityscape? Which of the big developers have you got this year?
Over the 19 years, obviously, the show has had its peaks and troughs. It's gone up and down over the cycle based on the quantity of new projects which are coming to the market. This year is seeing a lot less of those coming into the real estate entity. So our show is very much more about focused on those companies who've got something to say. So we've still got some of the great developers such as Nakheel, Maidan with D1, District 1, Arada, Azizi, and many, many others of the developers. But I think our visitors are going to be coming there to, as I said at the beginning, really to get that clarity of what's happening in the marketplace at the moment.
Cityscape is often a barometer of the real estate market, as well as just a showcase of the market. What sense have you got from talking to developers in the build-up to the event, what they're doing a little bit differently to try and promote and ultimately sell real estate at Cityscape?
Well, I think that is very much on that side of adapting to change and what that currently looks like. So it's very much on the focus of where we are looking from a perspective of the prop tech, how people are looking to address and reach out to those developers or those end users as well. Bringing in those international, and we're seeing a lot more international, perhaps some more international interest coming into the market, certainly from Asia as well.
And finally, how you as Cityscape are adapting. You work with Informa, one of the world's big conference and exhibition organisers. And we've been talking this year on the Business Breakfast about how the exhibition industry in general is changing, whether it's the motor industry or the watch industry. Mm-hmm. It's expensive to go to big exhibitions like this. How is your industry changing, regardless of real estate, but the exhibitions industry changing? And how's a company like Informa adapting to that?
I couldn't agree with you more, Richard. I think we are very much focused on how we deliver ROI back to our clients and how we best support. We are a platform, but the platform itself previously has been looking at just turn up to an exhibition for 3-4 days and hope to see returns. We have been working much harder to communicate to become a 365-day-a-year media partner of theirs to allow them to open up the doors. And that's very much on creating digital content for them, reaching out into different formats, not just the exhibition.
What about sales? Are there going to be sales on the floor this year?
There will be sales. There will be sales during the exhibition itself. I mean, you may have heard some of the advertising and promotion by Aldar, who are doing very strong promotion, as are many of the others.
And yeah, and Aldar, funny enough, I understand, are going to be doing some quite significant discounting, am I right, for the show?
Discounting for the show? Yeah, that's certainly how they've been advertising it, yes.
How does the savvy property buyer discern between what's discounting and what's a drop in the market? What's a good deal and what's just a re-evaluation of pricing?
Much of the real estate market focuses on location, I think, and it needs to be come down to the individual to actually have those conversations. And I think one of the things that Cityscape does allow the visitor to actually do is stand in front of the developer and ask that question directly of them, to ask them to justify what expected returns they should be getting.
Well, there may be a theme of change at Cityscape, but one of the constants of the past few years is that Craig Plum, the head of research at JLL, delivers an insightful keynote, and that will be no different this year. Craig's with us in the studio. Morning, Craig.
Yeah, good morning, Richard.
And you always pick a theme for Cityscape. One year, I remember it was the healthcare industry and then and other subsectors of real estate. You're focusing on retail this year, but an interesting twist on retail. Explain what you're going to be talking about.
Yes, we've tried and identify a potential new asset class each year. And this year we're talking about the overlap of retailing and logistics. So we're defining the topic as redefining retail logistics. And basically the theme is as retail goes more e-commerce, they need less bricks and mortar retailing. So the demand from the retailers is shifting from retail unit shops to warehousing and logistics units, and that's creating opportunities for investors and developers to build basically more distribution centres, more logistics units in Dubai.
Now, driving around this weekend, as many people will have done, you notice that there's a lot of very big, very shiny new shopping malls just about to be delivered in Dubai. Nikhil has a couple of them, one on the Palm, one of them inland, of course, the massive MR Dubai Hills real estate development. There's another one next to Global Village. I could go on. So what's going to happen to these shiny new, and they will be lovely, shopping malls?
A lot of them will be repurposed. We're talking about change, and the retail sector historically has been very adaptive to change. It's a very dynamic sector, and that's what we're going to see with a lot of these malls. There'll be less places to go and buy things. There'll be places to go and do different things. We've already seen a lot of entertainment coming into these malls. We've seen a lot of F&B. Now, those trends are perhaps reaching some sort of saturation. There's not that many more F&B outlets that you could put in the malls. But I think we're now going to be seeing more click and collect, more merging of e-commerce and physical space. So you might go to the mall to browse for what you're looking for and then go to the computers. There'll probably be large areas of desks of computers within the malls where you'll just order it online and then it'll be delivered to your home. So you won't actually leave the mall with the product. The product will get delivered by the Aramex or the DHLs of this world next week, or probably within the next 2 hours. Now it's getting down to you can get same day delivery on a lot of stuff. So the nature of the malls will change, but there'll always be a need for the physical real estate. It may just look differently to what it has in the past.
Why would I want to do that? If I was in the mall, if I've tried the thing on, if it's there in front of me, why would I not want to just take it home rather than waiting, you know, 2 hours, 2 days to get it?
Well, the problem is that the retailers can't get everything you want in the mall because obviously everyone has different styles, different colours, different sizes. So the stock of that product, it's much easier from the retailer's perspective to service that from a distribution centre rather than let's take Landmark as a good example. They have just built a new distribution centre in Dubai South. That can service all of their stores in Dubai from one place. So whichever Landmark store you go to in Dubai, you can be guaranteed you'll get access to the right colour, the right size, the right shape, everything you want. They don't have to store it in the individual stores.
What about the sharing economy? We were just talking half an hour ago with Rachel Weiler from The Mode, which is an organisation that doesn't sell dresses. It rents out dresses. Is the sharing economy beginning to impact the retail scene yet, Craig?
I think it's early days. On the sharing economy, the aspect we're seeing more coming into the market at the moment is co-living. It's on the residential side where there are projects now being built where, extended version of student housing, where there are common areas and good kitchens and people are just buying a small bedroom space, basically. So we're certainly seeing sharing there. We're seeing more co-living. We've obviously seen co-working coming in. I haven't seen much on the sharing economy impacting retail yet, but that would be an interesting thing to look out for going forward.
20 seconds. Health of the market at the moment or otherwise, what does your barometer tell us or your clock?
That's one thing that hasn't changed over the last 18 months. So we're still pretty close to the bottom. We think Expo will kickstart the market to some extent. So we think we've pretty much reached the bottom, but don't expect a massive rebound in the next 12 months.
Craig Plum, Head of Research at JLL. Appreciate your time this morning. Thanks very much indeed.
Thank you. My pleasure.
And also we've heard from Chris Speller from Informa, organiser of Cityscape. Chris, thanks very much indeed. Best of luck this week.
Thank you very much indeed.
The conference of Cityscape is on Tuesday. They open the doors to the exhibition down at the Trade Centre on Wednesday morning.
Cityscape Global.
On the Business Breakfast.
The gateway to real estate investment.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.